Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Did You Know, the Global Internet Radio Broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, with your wonderful host coming up, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, registered nurse, and Ms. Shekinah Day, molecular biologist. They'll be coming for real soon after some quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of the program, the call-in number is 347-843-4559. Call-in number to listen to the program or be a part of the program, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, tweet out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all points north. Let everybody know that you need to know that Did You Know is on the network right now, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we are here on every first Sunday of each month. Please let everybody know, add that to your calendar, 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Information, ladies and gentlemen, information, products, and topics aired, broadcast on this talk radio show, ladies and gentlemen, is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please check with your doctor or licensed physician because we give out some great information, ladies and gentlemen, on information you normally wouldn't hear on mainstream news and information as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, because Ms. Day and Dr. Crenshaw are very, very busy, so let's go ahead and bring them on, ladies and gentlemen. As we open up the lines on Did You Know Broadcast.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having us again tonight for Did You Know? And we know that there are some things out there that, you know, we just don't sometimes take it as seriously as we need to. But we may not absolutely know how to better take care of ourselves, particularly when it comes down to eating and staying healthy and exercising. We know the flu season. This flu season has been off the record. You know, it's been one of the worst in decades, with so affecting so many youth and so many young people, even babies that are dying during this flu season. So, you know, it's certainly wise and imperative that we just learn some of those tips how to better take care of ourselves. I'm reminded of a statistical study and research that was done, particularly those of us who are African Americans. And it was a documentary that was done that talked about, you know, even on the continent Africa, there is pretty much no or very limited individuals that have diabetes. So what does that tell you? If, you know, on the continent of Africa, the motherland, there is very little or no diabetes, then where did it come from? You know, many times we hear that it's based on genetics, but pretty much reality is based upon lifestyle. That's the bottom line, our lifestyle, how we eat, and those particular eating habits, they are actually transcended down from generation to generation. You know, if my mama ate like that, daddy ate like that, then sometimes we pick up the same eating habits. So the reality is we certainly can take care of ourselves so that some of these things we don't necessarily have to deal with. So I just wanted to just kind of throw that in there because sometimes we're misled. We're misled by what seems to be the trending of things. And in reality, if we research, read, and certainly pay attention, we determine that some of the things that are somewhat seems normal is really not normal. We can fix some of those things if we just simply know how to better take care of ourselves and even eat. And when we think about the movie Black Panther, I'm just going to throw this in there, and I feel that maybe at some point on one of the future broadcasts we'll get a little bit deep into this, but it was a lot of coded messages in that particular movie. And believe it or not, there was some a coded message relative to came out in that movie. And most of you that have seen that, I don't know if you picked that up, but that was a funny commentary there about the gentleman making a joke about if he didn't shut up, then of course they would feed him, cut him up and feed him to his children. And he jokingly said, "Oh, I forgot, by the way, we're vegetarians." But so the reality is the way we eat certainly will help us to better take care of ourselves. One of the things that certainly that we need to be aware of. So I'm going to turn it over to Shekinah at this point to go into whatever she feels led at this particular moment to share with the listeners. No, Shekinah, to you.
So good evening, everyone. So pretty much just piggybacking on what Dr. Crenshaw just mentioned. You know, a lot of times, I know we're so busy, you know, in our day-to-day lives, but it's all about making the right decisions, you know, in any and everything that we do. And it even narrows down to what we're putting in our bodies. So if we're not putting the right thing in our bodies, then, of course, we're going to have issues, whether it's now or whether it's years later down the road. So it's very important that we educate ourselves, educate our children, the importance of making sure that we are aware of what we are actually feeding our bodies. What are we feeding ourselves? Because our organs and our cells and our body actually functions off of what we are putting into our bodies. So if we're not giving our body what it needs, it's not going to give out the output. It's not going to be able to form at the optimal level that it needs to. It's not going to be able to fight off diseases. It's not going to be able to fight off any type of bacteria or any type of foreign objects or anything that actually comes into contact with us because we're not giving our body what it needs to function as it should. So it's very important that we understand that. And it's all about making the right decision. Of course, it's not an instant, something that's going to come instant. Like, I don't expect a 24-hour turnaround or a drastic change in your lifestyle, but it's all about progress. It's all about taking one day at a time, making the right decisions one day at a time, you know. And it's so easy for us to you know, go out and we're always on the go. We're working, we're trying to take care of our families. And, you know, it's always so easy to make the wrong choice of
selecting things to eat, especially when we are, you know, on a time crunch, especially like we're out to lunch, we're ripping and running with our families, with our children, and we really don't have time to prepare or grocery shop or things of that nature, and just going to grab a quick bite, you know, just to hold us over. But even with that being done, we still have to make the right choices. And there's so many options out there that we can actually choose from, you know, that can still be healthier than some of the other options that may be available to us on a day-to-day basis. So just keeping that in mind, you know, also another thing that you can actually start doing to help us, you know, make healthier choices is what? We can actually bring snacks with you, you know, get a little small cooler, get a little bag, put it in the trunk of your car, you know, and take some fruit, some vegetables, some healthy snacks along with you and your family, to the point that you're able to, if you are out and about on the go, you actually have those healthy options to actually choose from. So it's all about, again, making the right choices, because, again, we want to be proactive instead of reactive. You know, we want to actually get to the root of the problem. We want to treat the actual problem and not just treat the symptoms. So it's all about, no matter what you may be suffering from, whether you're suffering from high blood pressure, any type of cardiovascular diseases, anything, you know, overweight, or just at the end of the day, want to feel better. It's all about making healthier choices. And we can easily do that. But first, we have to have the mindset to want to make those healthier choices, want to live a healthier lifestyle. Because, again, it's about a lifestyle change. It's not about a diet. So pretty much, I don't want to, you know, kill myself. I don't want to starve myself. I don't want to starve my body. I don't want to starve my cells. I don't want to starve my organs, because I want to be able to function on a day-to-day basis. But I want to give my body what it needs. I want to give my body the nutrients that it needs to function as it should. So how can I go about doing that? You can go about doing that by what? Choosing whole foods, choosing fresh foods, staying away from anything that's manufactured. You know, decrease the amount of foods that you're inputting, that you're actually consuming, you know, that may be, you know, pretty much made in a box or, you know, manufactured at a plant. You know, and stick with those whole foods, those fruits and vegetables, you know, and fresh chicken and fresh produce and fresh meat, things of that nature, fresh fish. All of these things are healthier choices. And even to the point of your seasonings, you know, identify, you know, cooking with, you know, just fresh herbs and things of that nature, you know, and it's so very important that we understand exactly how what we put in our bodies impacts our health. It not only impacts us, but it impacts our children, because guess what? What they are consuming on a day-to-day basis, what we actually feed them, they're actually going to pick up those same habits, you know, and no matter, you know, what you may think, they are still developing habits that will affect them later on down in their latter years. As they begin to get older and get families and children of their own, you know, it's very important for us to educate them, because childhood obesity is at a rise. Why? Because we have the McDonald's, we have the Burger King's, we have all of these fast food restaurants and things of that nature that actually target children. You know, they target the children. They say we have all of these cool toys, and, you know, they team up with the movies and things of that nature and these characters to try to target children to get them to buy their items or whatever they're selling. But it's very important for us to educate our children the importance of, you know, staying healthy, eating healthy foods, you know, and even to the point of being active, you know, because nowadays our children are less active. We have less children that are on their tablets, they're on their phones, they're on their iPads, they're on the computer, you know, they're on social media, and they're less involved in, you know, physical activity. So it's very important for us to do what? Get more engaged. Get our children more engaged, being more physically active. You know, even to the point where we just go outside. Just have them go outside for a couple of hours throughout the day. Get that sunlight. Get that vitamin D in, you know, because at the end of the day, a lot of people vitamin D deficient. So, you know, it's very important for us to do all of those things that can actually help ourselves, help our children, help our families as a whole, you know, and it's very important, you know, just make the right decision. At the end of the day, it's all about making those right choices, those choices that can actually impact our lives as well as our children's lives to make them better. Thank you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen, amen. What a great information there from Dr. Crenshaw thus far, and also from Shekinah. We want everybody out there to start looking at their diets and looking at that refrigerator. I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the future, how to get that refrigerator right and get those ingredients in the house as well. And with that said, Dr. Crenshaw, we want to turn it back over to you, I believe. Amen, amen. Amen, no problem. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Sister Day, we want to make sure that everybody can learn from this information today, and we want to let everybody know that you're going to learn more about this information each and every month on Did You Know? It's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we get this right, not only for ourselves, but also for our wonderful, wonderful family members as well. So we're excited about that. And Shekinah, I guess any tip for this week? We got a long week coming up. Any tips for this week on how to eat better? And what about some water? We
so
got to tell
I,
people about some water. Tell people drink water.
Yeah, so there are several different things that we can do. Number one is I want everyone to focus on consuming more water.
Yes,
for
ma'am.
This week or for the next 30 days, consume more water each day instead of drinking juice, you know, mm-hmm. and sodas, things of that nature. Substitute that with water and see exactly how that helps you, because of course we know that water helps what? It helps flush out those additional toxins within the body. Our body is made up of water, so we actually need that. A lot of times we are dehydrated because of not enough fluids or water that we're consuming, and we may have issues of headaches and dry mouth and things of that nature, but it's very important that we consume high amounts of water a day. Second thing is to reduce the amount of refined sugars that we're consuming. So that's what the next tip, everyone, try to reduce the amount of sugars that you are consuming each day, if at all any, because we know naturally sugar is naturally occurring in the foods that we already consume, such as our fruits, our vegetables, you know, anything like that. But in addition to those things, we also have refined sugars in all those other foods that we're consuming on a day-to-day basis that may be manufactured, or, you know, our cereals, our crackers, or things of that nature.
Side of that, let's try to reduce the amount of sugar intake that we are consuming. Third thing is reduce the amount of caffeine that we consume. So if you're used to drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day or sodas a day, reduce that down to one. One cup of coffee a day, one cup of tea a day, one or one soda a day. Okay, and those are the three tips that I would try to recommend everyone to try to do over the next 30 days. Drink more water, reduce the amount of refined sugar that we are consuming, and the third is reduce the amount of caffeine that you are consuming.
Fantastic.
Okay.
You know, and also, too, everyone, and one of the goals, at least one of my personal goals, is to stay out of the hospital, ladies and gentlemen. You want to stay out of the hospital unless you're going for checkup or something, too, as well. So make that your goal for the rest of your life. Stay out of the hospital for any reason that you can prevent, of course, as well, in Jesus' name. Hey, also, too, Dr. Crenshaw, I want to make sure, Dr. Crenshaw, you have any final thoughts there, ma'am?
Yes, I just had one other little tip I want to mention. I heard Shekinah talk about headaches, and mm-hmm. this is just something that we realize is right there in our kitchen. If you are having a throbbing headache, or maybe your blood pressure may feel like it's up a little bit, get you some cayenne pepper. Many of you may have heard that before, but mm-hmm. get you some cayenne pepper, mix it in some water, let it hold it on your tongue for a few minutes, and just drink it. You can look that up
on the internet is very obvious. It's right there before us. It tells you that, you know, cayenne pepper can pretty much, you know, stop a heart attack on your way to the hospital. So, you know, if you have chest pain, you feel chest pain, get you some cayenne pepper. You have a throbbing headache, migraine headache. You know, think about some of those things you have right there in the kitchen. Get you some cayenne pepper, mix it in some water, hold it on your tongue for a few minutes, and then drink it. Give it a few minutes, and I guarantee you that headache will stop. So that's just some of the things that, you know, that we're challenged with day by day, just day-to-day stress. And some things are light in our kitchen that can be helpful to us to help us feel a whole lot better. So I just wanted to share that as well. So back to you, Kevin.
Thanks. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. All around the world, you've been listening to Dr. Denise Crenshaw, registered nurse, and Shakina Day, molecular biologist, talking about, did you know, about how to improve your health and how to improve your day as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us, and we want you to really take action. That's the biggest thing we want to let you know about the broadcast. Take action on, once you get information from Dr. Crenshaw and Shakina, you want to take action. And you got to make sure that you do it in the right way. And this is where you get that information, ladies and gentlemen. So information and products and topics aired, broadcasted, talked about on this show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to always check with your doctor or licensed physician. But we do want you to take this wonderful information very seriously. But also, too, you could do your own research as well. You know, WebMD, of course, the internet, of course, as well, has a lot of great information that backs up everything that we're showing and sharing with you on the network, ladies and gentlemen. Well, once again, guys, we're so excited about you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and Shakina, and we thank God for you tonight. We didn't want to hold you long. We would normally get right to the point, and we want you to always know things that you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the global broadcast of Did You Know Global Network on the wonderful MLT network, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for you. We want you to have an awesome rest of the evening, no matter where you're at, morning, noon, or night. But also, too, we want you to have a great week as well. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. Hey, we're going to leave something with you, though, as well, as we move on here, three things we always want you to always remember, ladies. Always, 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 as the Lord has taught us, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. If you could sum up God, he did all three of those things through his son, through himself, of course, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Hey, we'll see you next time on behalf of the team. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time on Did You Know? And always find out what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on the network. This has been Elder Kevin Vaughn with your wonderful host tonight, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, registered nurse, for those who don't know, and Miss Shakina Day, molecular biologist. They know what they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, and they live in the dream. Keep it moving, guys. We'll see you next time on the network. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Love God. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, here we go, the Global Internet Radio broadcast to help you move forward in your life. I want you to stay healthy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on Did You Know broadcast. God bless you now. We'll see you. Thank you so much.